from San Diego.
I'm Kip. I'm alcoholic. First off, I want to thank Larry and Damien for asking me to talk here tonight. Those are two guys that have made a really, really big impact in my sobriety, and it was at this meeting specifically. I came here with a crew of guys that I got sober with, and they got us right into service immediately, and that was a big deal. I didn't really understand it at the time, the importance of the service, and didn't know why we were doing any of this, but you know, I was just around a bunch of guys that seemed like they wanted to better their lives, and I knew that that life that I had was not one that I wanted anymore. I didn't really know where to go or how to change that, but I came here, and fortunately, I got hooked up with guys that have been sober a little while and showed me how to do this deal. So for that, I'm thankful. And there's a lot of people in this room that I really respect, a lot of people that have helped me along through my sobriety, so I want to thank all of you. Terry was telling me before the meeting, when I get up here, be really careful because there's a lot of sobriety in this room and not to embarrass our crew. So I'm going to try. I'm going to try to keep it real simple. So my sobriety date is December 28th, 2012. My home group is Friday Night San Marcos. I have a sponsor. His name's Rusty. I was told early on to say those things, and again, didn't really understand why at the beginning, but now I understand the importance of a group, a sobriety date, and a sponsor. So I came to AA just real confused, but really desperate. Alcohol had just kind of beat me into a state of reasonableness, and there's really no other way to put it. Just to kind of paint a picture of how bad things really were for me is when I got here, I was super willing to do the steps. So nobody had to beg or plead with me. You know, I was willing. You know, I just asked guys that I was around, you know, how'd you do it? And they're like, well, you got to start. You got to ask a guy to take you through the steps. So that's what I did. I was really nervous. And, you know, but I went and I asked the guy. I was like, hey, man, will you take me through the steps? You know, he's like, yeah, you need to read verse 164. And I'm like, really? Like, I thought he was going to be honored and, like, hug me and, like, but that wasn't the case. But really looking back, I think the most important thing that I did was immediately started taking action, you know, because I had tried to get sober before a bunch of times on my own. And, you know, I thought a lot about what I was going to do and how I was going to stay sober and how I was going to stay away from it. But it wasn't until I actually got into the book, got into service work, that I was able to stay sober for a little while. So that was very important. And also I want to say there's a lot of guys here tonight that I got sober with. There's also one guy here tonight that I grew up with and I was out drinking and using with. And to be where we were at about a year and a half ago and be on the other side of it and be here tonight and be sober is nothing short of a miracle. It's a flat-ass gift that we got. And, you know, I was just thinking about it today. I just had one of those days that, like, that you just really hope never ends because, like, I just felt just totally plugged into the source all day. I was with family, and I just kept thinking, like, man, this is awesome. This is such a good deal that we got around here, you know? And, like, it's not something I deserve. It's not something I earned, you know? It was just given to me. And, like, I spent all day with my family. Like, my nephew woke me up at 7 a.m., and he's a little 1-year-old kid. He's like pasty white. He's got these baby blue eyes and all this red hair, you know, and he's just like, he just brings a lot of joy into my life. And I was talking about that with my brother, like being around family, I get a lot of joy out of that. And he's like, yeah. And my other kid, you didn't even know him at that age, you know, and that's the truth. Like, I have a gaggle of nieces and nephews that I wasn't there for. I didn't know them. I wasn't there. Like, they didn't wake me up in the morning and say, Uncle Kippy, good to see you. That was not the case. You know, family was, like, corralling their kids to, like, shield me from them, you know, when I was drinking it. And that's not the case, and it's all a direct result of this program and the 12 steps and going through the book and slowly changing over time. And it's just, I don't know, not every day is like that. Not every day I think, like, man, I just don't want this to end. I'm feeling so great. But a lot of them really are, you know, and it's like, before it was just being holed up in a hotel, trying to figure out, like, if I had the stones to kill myself and end it all. Maybe tomorrow is what I would think. Like, you know, I had this exit strategy, and I had it all played out in my head. I was going to call all my family members and justify why I should die and why it's actually better for the family if I'm not around, because it would be a lot of pain right now, but less painful over time. You know, they could deal with it and heal. And, like, I'd obsessed on this and these phone conversations that I was going to have with my family, because I just didn't want to live, because I could not stop drinking. I couldn't. But that's not the case anymore. Like, that's not the case at all. And I'm just really happy to be here. I'm really happy that somebody asked me to come talk about my experience in AA, because it's like, it's pretty cookie cutter, run in the mill for around here. It's like, yeah, I'm a total miracle. I probably should have died a million times over. My life sucked really bad. Nobody wanted me around. But now that's not it, and people recognize that, and they only recognize that because I'm here, and I, like, participate actively in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, and people see me around and see that I'm living, like, a decent life, you know? So just the fact that somebody recognized that and called me. You know, Damien called me this morning, and he just sounded terrible. I'm like, you all right? He's like, no, man, I got the flu, but we need you to get in there. We need you to do the 10-minute, you know? And, like, then he starts apologizing to me for, like, the short notice, and I'm just like, you don't have to apologize for asking me to be of service at an AA meeting. So, like, it's a total honor to be here. It's a total privilege, and thank you guys very much.